You're listening to Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. The Texas Senate spent hours yesterday arguing during a special legislative session in Austin over a bill restricting transgender access to public school bathrooms, which forced the postponement of final votes on a half a dozen other measures, including bills on property tax reform and school vouchers. In Senate chambers, Republican Senator Lois Kolkhorst of Katy laid out the so-called bathroom bill, Senate Bill 3, for its second reading. Kolkhorst, a former student athlete, stressed that, among other things, the bill would prohibit biological males from playing on women's sports teams.
I believe in my heart that it's more than quote-unquote a bathroom bill. Many of you have heard me speak of Title IX.
After that statement, Democrat Senator Kirk Watson of Austin raised a point of order.
Participation in athletic activities is wholly absent from anything in the governor's call.
It took 2 hours for Republicans to overrule Watson and move on. Then one Democratic senator after another questioned Kolkhorst on the bill, including Senator Watson, who added this statement.
The bill you filed affirmatively allowed discrimination.
To which Kolkhorst replied,
"That's your opinion."
Republican House Speaker Joe Strauss has sharpened his criticism of the bill and sides with Apple, Amazon, and other big-name companies that call the bill discriminatory and bad for Texas businesses. Social conservatives say the bill is a needed privacy safeguard. The bill now moves to the State House of Representatives, where passage is uncertain. For Red River Radio News, I'm Chuck Smith.